WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Buyout offers for millions of federal employees, not so fast.
Federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocking the Trump administration from implementing its buyout offer for federal employees. It comes on what was scheduled to be deadline day for the more than 2 million federal workers facing buyouts. Part of Elon Musk's effort to cut the federal government workforce under President Trump's direction.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House today. A federal judge in Boston will consider a request from 18 state attorneys general to block Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally. A SEPTA train carrying roughly 350 people went up in flames on Thursday night outside Philadelphia. It happened during rush hour, but all the passengers and crew were able to get out safely. And an aircraft carrying 10 people south of the Arctic Circle in Alaska has gone missing. Rescuers spent the night searching for any sign of it. This is ABC News. A woman in New York recovering with a broken jaw. She says she suffered at the hands of an Amazon delivery man. ABC's Sonia Rincon has more.
Emily O'Mara needs surgery on her broken jaw. She and her husband are asking cops to find the man who broke it with a punch to the side of her face.
He hit a woman that was working for a mother of four from behind.
O'Mara works as a security guard for several apartment buildings here on West 35th Street. Her attacker wasn't one of the trespassers she sometimes has to ask to leave. She says it was an Amazon delivery guy.
ABC News has reached out to Amazon for comment. One of the worst flu seasons in years is gripping much of the country and forcing school districts to cancel classes. The CDC says there have been more than a quarter million hospitalizations from the flu and 11,000 deaths so far this season. There's also been a spike in COVID cases, RSV and norovirus. Doctors say it's not too late to get a flu shot. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brook Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, I've known Chris for a long time now, you know, I've got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it's an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Catch all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss Bachrach be becoming Ben Grimm, a.k.a. The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some snow on the way, could get an inch, maybe two through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, we'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, it's a Max Inc. preview with Jimmy Kay.
And I've got a lot of news I'll be reading from the fetal position.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we're going to have a best of show with lots of fun guests. I hope you enjoy, and we'll be back tomorrow for a great show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Kicking off hour number two here on a Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, where we are broadcasting statewide from beautiful, freezing downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me on this night. We are talking to, we've got live music coming up with a couple guys from Ask Your Mother, Eric Rathsack and Adam Krause, who have been here before, and they are going to rock the house, so to speak, in just a few minutes. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with Sherry Stoka. She is the founder of Wayless MD in the Milwaukee area, and she is a dietitian and nutritionist, and lots of fun to talk to. I always like talking to you, Sherry, so I can find out what I'm doing wrong when it comes to my eating habits. it's nice to have someone to check. In our exchange earlier today, you listed one of the top five New Year's weight loss resolutions that fail every time, and this really confused me. You said, why reducing calories and exercising more doesn't work for losing weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it a math thing? Well, what's the deal there?
Well, I know. And that's like the biggest, that's why we're all still like, still trying the same things. And we end up where we were because it doesn't work. And again, it has to do with the metabolic health, and it has to do with the body's ability to access calories in our fat stores. And because the fat stores now have become so toxic and so inflammatory, the body only accesses a certain amount of fat and then it stops. So you run the risk. So people that, you know, try to go low calorie for a prolonged period of time, the body's not going to touch the fat that they're going after, and it's going to start to go after muscle once they use up the what we call the subcutaneous fat. So this is what's never talked about. And so people, again, they continue to do the same things and they continue to end up where they were, and then they continue to gain even more because then now they've lost muscle and now they're in the worst metabolic healthy state.
How important is, it's funny you say that, the one thing I have been able to stick to, I just do like a very basic 30-minute weight routine once a week. I've been told that's almost more important than cardio. So if I have to give up that or my walk, I give up the walk and I still go to the gym. How important is resistance training to people as they get older?
Super, duper, duper important. Cardio is great, but it's not really doing anything for muscle mass, and muscle mass is the driver of metabolic health.
Very interesting. Conrad, what do you bench?
I haven't done it in a while, but last time I did it was two plates.
Two plates. Mm-hmm. I was giving him the ability to impress you, and he was honest. Okay.
Five plates. Sorry.
Five plates. There you go. So, Sherry, you also sent me something that said 8 unhealthy New Year's resolutions that set you up to fail. And I'm guilty of so many of these. One, the first one is giving up a food group. Is that not sustainable?
It's not. And you can create a lot of nutrient deficiencies, and the body's going to rebel at some point, right? And it's going to, I mean, the body finds its way to get what it wants. So we need all the food groups. That's the problem. There's certain food groups that we're eating too much of, and there's certain food groups that now is not food. So we just have to be mindful of when we're restricting, how long we restrict for, because again, your body's going to tell you what it needs eventually.
Okay. Well said. Another one was setting extreme weight loss goals. Is the issue there, the key word being extreme, or should you not set any goals? Should you just try to make a life change? Is that where that question is going, or that topic?
Yeah. I mean, I think because people still say like, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds by so-and-so. And like, realistically, like I said before, everything will be, if you are looking for short-term weight loss, then that's fine. If you're looking for long-term weight loss, we got to be realistic. We have to look at the foundation. You can't ignore the fact that maybe you're eating McDonald's, but only having like one meal a day, and you're drinking, you have to look at the full picture and be realistic with what your goals are. And, you know, there's a lot of information out there like, oh, you know, you shouldn't lose more than 2 pounds a week. That's so dangerous. I don't believe that at all. But I just believe that what's super important is if you're losing weight, you better know what you're losing. Because if you don't know what you're losing, now you're in, you know, you're in a sticky situation because of like muscle fat and lean body tissue and all of that.
We got another question here. How are green supplements like Bloom? Are they safe? Are they effective?
What supplements?
Bloom. Have you heard of that?
No.
Oh.
What is Bloom?
Like green supplements.
Yeah. Like.
Oh, green?
Yeah. Sorry.
Without looking, because I scrutinize everything and I look at the label, because everything is like, now they market it as healthy, right? So I'm always like, send me the label, send me the ingredients. So I can't really say without knowing. I mean, greens just in general are crucial.
Yeah.
That we're all not getting anymore, because the standard American diet doesn't even include vegetables anymore. And that's what feeds all the healthy gut bacteria and that type of thing.
Right. Here's another one from Bridget in the 818. Can you lose weight after menopause?
Absolutely. 100%.
Sounds like that's a big 100%. Yes.
100%.
Is it harder to do, Sherry, or is it...
Because of our state of health, the norm is that it's hard, right?
Yeah.
This is what we hear. This is what we hear. So we start to believe it. We may have like a little bit, our metabolism may slow down a tiny, tiny bit, but it really has to do with your metabolic health. That is what I found in working with people. There is changes. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely. But it really has to do with our current state of health more so than anything.
Interesting. Let's go back to the list here. Here's another one that confused me. Going from no exercise. And this is, again, this is the 8 unhealthy New Year's resolutions to set you up to fail. Going from no exercise to daily exercising. See, I think to the layman like me, that would be a good thing.
No, I don't know. I don't do that with people. I'm like, you have to start slow. I'll give you an example. I just actually started, I started taking dance lessons, and I am not a dancer. I just told you I'm an athlete, right? So I'm like, I'm going to step outside my comfort zone and I'm going to do something fun. And so I go in there and I'm like, they're doing all this stuff. I'm like, no, I need to know one or two things that I can work on for the week, you know? So it's the same thing. Like, work on a couple things. Don't get overwhelmed. Start slow, because it's a process. It's a progression. And that's what turns into more of like a sustainable, like, habits.
Very interesting. Is it too late for me to be a college athlete? I've still got all 4 years of eligibility.
No,
okay.
No. And absolutely not. I truly believe that. Like, I feel like our belief systems like put a ceiling on all of our goals and things like that, because that's just what we're told. But I feel like there's so much, so many people can reach so many things that they never even thought possible if we just didn't listen to the news all the time.
I am so motivated right now. Tell Eric and Adam I'm leaving. I'm going to go for a run. I'm going to swim in the Fox River right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's another one. And this one I totally get. Giving up too many habits at once. And I've been guilty of that too. It's like, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this. And then like it lasts 3 days, right?
100%. You just can't do it. You're going to want to shoot yourself in the head the next day, right? I mean, you know, like people might be eating super healthy and then all of a sudden I find out they're having, you know, 3 Pepsis a day. It's like, yeah. So it's a process, and some, and the standard American diet and the things that we eat is actually like crack cocaine. So it's addictive. Yeah. And so it's actually like a withdrawal process. You have to slowly wean off certain foods because of what it does intentionally to dopamine and certain neurotransmitters in the brain.
Yeah. That's insane. Okay. So this last one, we kind of touched on fasting. You have fasting or cleansing. I know tons of people, especially when I lived in LA, that did the cleanse, and I've done fasting. And I will say, when I fast, or if I do a 16-hour fast, my sleep scores are insane. I sleep so much better. What's a healthy way to fast, in your opinion?
Okay. So, that is very different for everybody, because you've been a faster. Everyone has their threshold. And when you are seeing benefits, that means fasting, that means that amount is good for you. So if somebody came to me like I just had today and they're like, I've never fasted and I'm looking to do it. Well, then I'm like, okay, well, let's just start with like 12 hours because that's easy.
Right.
But then you can continue fasting. Absolutely, Pete. I mean, I don't want you to think that I meant fasting. Fasting is how they healed disease back in the day.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You're healing the gut. You're cleansing the body. You're mentally, your acuity is off the charts.
It's so great.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think everyone is just very, very different. It's kind of like an exercise. You start slow and you build up to it.
It's interesting. It's almost liberating. Like I would do a 36-hour fast, and the first time I did it was kind of tough. And then I would try to do that once a week. And I loved getting up going, I don't have to think about food today. Because a lot of people's day is going, what am I going to eat? When am I going to eat it? Totally. It's like a reward almost. And I love not having to make that decision. And then I did notice, like you said, mental acuity. Your brain is so sharp.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So how can people find out? I really appreciate this, Sherry. It's been great catching up with you again.
Yeah, this has been really fun.
The info you give is priceless. Where can people find out more information on Weightless MD other than a Google? Can you steer them somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Go to our website, okay. weightlessmd.com. You can certainly call our office, which is 262-226-2046. But that you're going to have all the information you need to get in touch with us. We're on all the social media outlets as well.
It's such a great site. Check it out and check out Sherry's work. The next time you're here, just to mess with you, I'm going to wear like a fat suit and I'm going to say, here's what I've been doing.
Well, I can't wait for the next time because I love talking to you. This is
absolutely
fun.
Right back at you, my friend. Have a great night. Thanks so much. And we'll do this again soon. It was fun.
Sounds awesome. Thank
all right. You. Sherry Stoka, Weightless MD. Check it out. Hey, when we come back. Two of our favorite guests are here, right, Conrad?
Ask your mother.
I can't wait to find out what they bench. It's going to be great. All right.
We're coming
right back with Ask Your Mother. Eric and Adam are in the hizzy. Peach Wabba Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network. Coming right back.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has five electoral votes, and Maine, which has four, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with two congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I get so lost sometimes. Air? It's not like John was saying air. Let's get these guys in here. Ask Your Mother in the house coming up. I did get a text. I got to find this because it was from Paula, who had been watching Landman. And she said, Paula from the 920 says, we've been watching Landman and we think the show would have been good without the very unrealistic storyline with the women. Okay, Paula said it. I didn't want to say it was a woman thing, but his wife and his daughter, it's too much. Like, they're very open sexually, and that's fine. You know, I always wanted my kids to be able to approach me with anything. We have that kind of relationship. But it's so gratuitous in Landman. It's hard to watch. And you're right, Paul. I find myself fast-forwarding during certain storylines. Like I said, I like the whole oil thing and how they find it and the patch and, you know, watching the roughnecks and that kind of stuff and the drama about finding oil. But I fast forward. Yeah. You heard me.
Oh, you're talking about
Are you watching man. It or you do you hear me talk? They're playing.
No, we've been watching it. My wife and I have been, yeah.
What do you think?
Say I've been watching it and she's been falling asleep to it, but
hey, okay. I'll tell you this. My wife and I watched a movie one night. She literally fell asleep during the opening credits.
Oh no.
She wakes up at the end and she goes, "So what happened?" I'm like, "No. Not doing this." Hey, that is the voice of Aerith Rathsack, and he is the front man for the band Ask Your Mother.
I am.
A Northeast Wisconsin band, and Adam Krause is here, too, tuning his guitar that is music to my ears. Everybody's cool, ears.
Yeah, tuning's an issue in the frigid, frozen weather, but we'll do our best.
Wait, when you say it's cold, that scares me. Like, are the pipes, can you not?
No, I should be all right.
Okay.
I should be all right.
It does affect your singing, though, right?
Yeah, actually, it makes it okay, better. Actually, when I prefer, if I given the choice with my voice, I would prefer cold versus hot.
Okay,
like give me like we just played up at Kroll's in December outside before a Packer game, and that was perfect. Like my voice felt great, but like give me if it's 90 out and I have to sing all night, I don't know. I prefer the 30 degrees versus 90.
Wow, really? Okay,
for singing wise, not saying that I'd like to play outside in that type of temperature, but yeah.
Did you guys see Craig T. Nelson sing the national anthem?
I saw that he did it. I didn't see him do it though.
Yeah.
Did anybody see? Were you there for that game?
I was not there. I was looking though for Luther and Dauber from Coach, but turns out they didn't make the trip. No.
I thought we talked about it. I thought he was fine, you know. But he's 80, and it was freezing.
He's 80 years old. It was very cold. I mean, that wasn't. I mean, when we played outside, that was like 28 or 30 degrees. That was cold that day. That would have been tough.
It was comfortable,
especially with the guitar. Your fingers.
That's the hardest part. Is trying to stay limber, and the tuning is way off.
Yeah.
Which is my excuse in that weather.
It's good to have you guys here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us back.
How are things in general? How are things with Ask Your Mother?
Good.
Staying busy?
Yeah, we're as busy as we want to be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, that's a nice place to be. Huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't like, try not to oversaturate, to the market and try not to, so it's not like boring to us as well.
Yeah.
It makes it more of an event, makes it more fun, yeah, and we're not playing as much.
Our shows, we're at a point in our careers where our shows are events. Our shows are, a big deal, and we want people to feel that, and we feel that too. So.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. fantastic. Tell me again, I know you guys have told me this before, where does the name Ask Your Mother come from?
So, like, we're the new guys, so, like, we weren't there for the naming of the band. The story's been told to us, so we can only assume that it's true. Well, no, I get it.
The story's been passed down through the ages.
Yeah. So, apparently they were just joking around because, like, everybody in the band's a dad, and they were joking around about how many times a day they tell their kids, like, ask your mother, like, ask your mother. And then, like, one of the guys was like, that's the band name. And like, that should be the band name. It'd be like, what's the name of the band? Ask Your Mother. And then like, oh yeah, okay.
That's
and then
it
just
awesome.
They couldn't think of anything better and just stuck. So that was it.
What do you guys have coming up? I know, I'm sure, were the holidays busy for you? Do you have a busy time of year?
Busier in summer than the winter. Okay. And that's kind of on purpose. There's more festivals going on, more, stuff like that. But yeah, we do have a really big show coming up. I'll let Adam talk about that because he wanted to talk about that.
You talk about the other. I'll talk about the big shows.
I'm going to talk about actually Saturday we're in Freedom.
That's right,
Freedom, Wisconsin, at Buzzes. So we'll be playing.
It's like a suburb, right, of Green Bay, basically.
It's not far. It's probably closer to Green Bay than it is. It's pretty close to De Pere, so it's not too far from there.
Mm-hmm.
We are also doing following. I think we're in Ashwaubenon Lanes coming up.
Ashwaubenon Lanes following week. Yep.
That's on Friday, and then I think Saturday.
Fond du Lac. We'll be back in Fond du Lac.
Jeez, that's done. Yeah.
Back in the Lac. All right, Fond du Lac. So when is that?
That would be the
25th.
Yeah.
Fat Joe's mm-hmm. in Fond du Lac on the 25th. Ashwaubenon Lanes.
They had
the 24th.
Fire there last year or something, didn't they? Or
that I am not sure of.
I wasn't there. At least that's what I said.
You told the cops.
Well, you lit the place on fire metaphorically.
You light it up. Yeah, for sure.
All right. I like it when you can light it up like that. Well, that's cool. So what's the big event?
Adam, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
We got one coming up in February, actually.
February 15th. We're doing our second annual Grandmother of All Shows with Grand Union. The band Grand Union are good friends in that band. They do the country. We do the rock. It's a country and rock super show. It's a blast. We get up. We play with them. They play with us. We do songs
interchange
together.
Members. It's kind of fun.
Wow.
It's a great time. That one's taking place at Tanner's in Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's fun. The cool part about that is, like, it's legit nonstop music. Like, we have all our stuff set up. Both bands have their stuff set up at the same time. They'll start playing or we'll start playing. I don't know who's going to start. We'll probably do a coin flip like we did last year.
Do a coin flip, see who goes first to play a little bit. Yep.
Yeah. And then the other, like, as soon as we're done, they're done, or whoever goes first, then the next band goes and it's nonstop. And then at the end, I think we did like five or six songs as a super group, everybody on stage at once.
That's fun.
Yeah. It was insane.
It's a show like none other that we do during the year. Mm-hmm. So it's a real good time.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll talk more about that. And then you guys are going to play something?
Yeah. We got a couple songs ready to go.
All right. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Ask Your Mother. Eric Rathsack and Adam Krauser here will be back. They're going to rock. They're going to blow the roof off the dump. That's what we say in the entertainment business. I can say that, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I say the more my work gets done. Cause I live and breathe in Philadelphia freedom. From the day that I was born, I waved the flag. Philadelphia freedom took me knee high to a man. Yeah.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Buyout offers for millions of federal employees, not so fast.
Federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocking the Trump administration from implementing its buyout offer for federal employees. It comes on what was scheduled to be deadline day for the more than 2 million federal workers facing buyouts. Part of Elon Musk's effort to cut the federal government workforce under President Trump's direction.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House today. A federal judge in Boston will consider a request from 18 state attorneys general to block Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of parents who are in the U.S. illegally. A SEPTA train carrying roughly 350 people went up in flames on Thursday night outside Philadelphia. It happened during rush hour, but all the passengers and crew were able to get out safely. And an aircraft carrying 10 people south of the Arctic Circle in Alaska has gone missing. Rescuers spent the night searching for any sign of it. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brook Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now, you know, got to know him personally. So I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brook Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way, could get an inch, maybe two, through the day Saturday and into Saturday evening. It's not going to be windy, but could cause some travel delays or interruptions with that little bit of snow here tomorrow. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, we'll get to 28 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Jimmy K from Max Inc. Won't you be mine this Valentine's Day? It's the happy hour of love, Friday, February 14th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison, featuring the flavor that kills with special guest Mothballs. The show starts at 5, so bring your date and let's rock. The happy hour of love with the flavor that kills, presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome the flavor that kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we're going to have a best of show with lots of fun guests. I hope you enjoy, and we'll be back tomorrow for a great show.
Here. Yeah, we got the boss. Yeah. We got Frank Herman's here in studio now. Good to see you,
good
buddy.
To see you, brother.
So yeah. Great to have you as always.
Yeah, I appreciate when you ask me, man. Anytime. I love this stuff.
I want to say I just said this to you off the air, but I want to say it again because we had we came and saw your show. My wife and two kids and I went down to the Meyer on December 21st, and I told you that kicked off our Christmas season. I remember we ate at Nakashima, and then we went to, and it was so much fun. And it put us, it was the best Christmas ever. And I'm not saying it was just because of your show, but like that 2 week stretch started with that. It was like one of the bookends.
Sure.
And it was a blast. Yeah. It was the first time I had seen your show in so long, and you guys crushed it. I highly recommend people check that out because it's such a great festive show.
It really is. Our Christmas show, it's something new every year. Yeah. And next year, this is my idea for next year. Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
The who's and the what's. You got Whoville. Okay,
oh, yeah,
but the what's live next door, so there might be they might be a little bit different. Okay, and there's a competition. There's a competition on decorations and baking. So, and then hilarity ensues.
I think you'll be one of like your things where you sit down and 90 minutes later you have a show.
I'll have a show.
My daughter all Christmas was doing your. First of all, I the voice you did to play Clark Griswold, it was like a Ted Knight.
It was a cross between
something. It was so funny.
Yes, it was. I was the authoritarian father from the 1950s.
And then you were like doing this gallop where you dance, and she did that all break. It was so much fun. Thank you again for helping us get in the Christmas spirit. Yeah. How different are all the shows? You do one every year. That's got to be tough to keep it fresh.
Yeah, it is, you know, because there's only so many Christmas shows. So I got to tell you what, we've done spoofs on, you know, the Christmas Carol. Modern times, we've gone back in time. We've done Santa. We've done elves. We've done the Elf on the Shelf. I mean, we did the sad Christmas where someone loses their wife and they're on a Christmas tree farm and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's all we still make it funny, but there's always a new idea. You can keep it fresh. And Christmas humor is so fun to write. And when we do a Christmas show, that's really our only show that's rated G, okay? Everything else is PG-13, yeah. Even though it was a little PG, but most of our shows are PG-13, like Saturday Night Live a little bit. It's a blast writing a Christmas show because we get a lot of the kids out like, hey, Mom and Dad, can we go see Anchorman? No.
All right, so let's. I know we have you for a limited time. This is so cool you stopped by here on your way to rehearsal, basically down the street. It's so much fun. But let's get this into. This is if you're watching on the stream. This is Frank's next show, next big show at the Meyer, right?
Anchorman, Frank Burgundy, Stay Elegant, Green Bay. So we spoof Anchorman. A lot of the spoofs of that. Of course, we got Brick Hibbard on weather, and we got Champ Hibbard on sports, and of course Paul Fontana, the Eye in the Sky. But the whole thing is 1974. What happened in 1974? Well, the Nixon left. The
big deal.
Yeah, with Deep Throat and all that stuff. And also, it was the Equal Opportunity Act that came out that women could get credit without getting a co-signer from a male. Did you know this? 1974. So the whole show is based upon women getting their due. So actually my wife, before because we make fun of the opposite sex in this show.
Sure.
But it's all in good fun. And my wife, actually, before we do the show, she's going to come out, because I always say, hey, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and she's going to come out and do a disclaimer. Folks, this is 1974, and this is comedy that shouldn't offend you, because it's meant in comedy. But it will. It's kind of like, well, I guess, you, like Archie. Or not, no, I'm sorry, All in the Family.
Archie Bunker. Yeah.
You know, women's place was in the home. Well, I as Anchorman, a woman should bring me coffee piping hot. That's what a woman should do.
With my Raleigh Fingers mustache. I love that.
Yeah, and a smoke.
I think what would be offensive is if they rolled back that.
Yes.
Like, joking is one thing.
Yeah.
Don't take it away, though, right?
Yeah.
That sounds really fun, Frank. Yeah. I love it. And what a great thing to parody, Anchorman.
And all the songs are from 1973, 74, 75. Okay. So there's some great, great music. ELO in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love ELO. So,
I know. There's some great, great music. And a little bit of the disco, too. A little bit of the disco touching on that, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get to a song, you got another big show, kind of up in my hood.
Yeah.
Marinette.
Saturday night.
Saturday night, people in Marinette listening. It's the Let Me Be Frank tribute show at the Theater on the Bay, February 1st at 7 p.m. There are still a few tickets if you want to move quickly. I recommend this highly. That theater's been redone. They have new sound, beautiful. New seats. It's great. It's right on the bay. It's beautiful. So check out Frank's show Saturday night. I know my folks are going.
Yeah.
What can people expect to see there?
This is our Las Vegas show that we do in Vegas every year, but we're not. We usually play Vegas in January. We didn't want to do it this year.
Okay.
Family, you know, kids.
Sure.
So we decided to, we did it at the Schwabenon PAC. We had 550 folks for that show. Nice. And then we're coming up this Saturday to Marinette to do it. And what it is our tribute to, like, I do Cher and Elvis. Okay. I'm an impersonator. My wife is probably the best Reba McEntire impersonator will ever see. We also have an Adele impersonator. She looks and sounds just like Adele. And the one funny story about Sarah, who does Adele, when we were in Las Vegas, Adele had canceled her concert. So we advertised in Las Vegas, no. Adele is at the Plaza Casino.
She lives.
And we had so many folks come see the show from other casinos. It was awesome. And then we got Paul Evenson as Neil Diamond. He is one of the best. My brother Mike does George Jones. Looks like him. Sounds like him.
Is he in the show?
Yeah. The possum. And then we have Casey Schumacher, who does Karen Carpenter. Looks, sounds just like her. And, of course, Lisa Borley, who does Barbara Streisand. So what you get? You get four songs out of each one of those artists. And a little bit of a twist the way we do things funny. Like, I'll come up. Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you coming out. I know what you're thinking to yourself, man. That guy looks a lot like Kurt Russell. That's right. I'm Kurt Russell doing Elvis Presley. That's who I'm impersonating.
You must hear so many different people because there's times I think you look like Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I get it.
I totally see Kurt Russell. Yep. Elvis, obviously. Oh, yep. You must hear a ton of people.
Well, it's so funny. People come after the show years ago. Wow, you look just like Elvis Presley. I'm like, have you looked at him?
Yeah, not recently.
I don't look anything like Elvis Presley, but you put a little makeup on, you make your hair black, and put that southern drawl in your voice and sing a little bit, man. Yeah. That's all you to get that big baritone voice going.
That's so great. Yeah, all right, so check out, if you're listening in Marinette, check out the show. It's Let Me Be Frank tribute show, February 1st, Saturday night, 7 p.m.
This Saturday.
Fantastic. It's in 3 days, folks, so move quickly. Say hello to my parents. I would be there, but I have this football fundraiser I said I told you about every year, but I think, and it's the exact same hours. But if you guys hang out in Marinette,
you're there.
You're gonna party, or you're gonna drive home.
You know, we gotta
probably
go
drive home.
we're all older. We don't do that anymore. I can't tell you the last time I really had a drink. It's crazy.
Really?
You know, I mean, I have. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But it's like it used to be a thing where we've done this for 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have a bar in town in St. Brennan's. And that they'd feed us free drinks every night. Every night we go down there, and because we'd bring the party down there after the show. And it's hard every morning when you got kids.
I know.
You know,
you got a lot of kids.
I do. I have a lot of kids.
They make you earn it.
That's right.
I know. I was out. I had a comedian friend of mine, Tom Clark, good Wisconsin.
I know Tom.
Yeah, he was there last week, so I met him out. Yeah. There was a band playing in the bar. It was like an old school bar band,
sure.
just playing. It was really fun. I hadn't been out in a while either. I'm not as old as you, Frank. Quite. I'm getting there though. hey, you want to play something for us?
I would. Can I want to tie in some stories that you were
talking about.
As I'm driving in, and it's like you touched everything that I want. The YMCA. He works at the YMCA. I want to tell you a story about 1992. I'm working out at the YMCA, and in walks this blonde guy with long hair, skinny little guy. And he wants to bench, and he wants me to spot. Brent Michaels from Poison. I spotted Brent Michaels.
Funny.
They did their show at, I think that's when, what's his name? Who was our quarterback at the time? Got up and sang every
Don
rose.
Mikowski?
Don Mikowski.
He kind of looked like Brett. Yeah.
So that's my YMCA story. And then curmudgeon.
What did he bench? What did Brett Michaels bench?
He put up 135. Ooh. So I had, it wasn't that impressive.
He's a rock star.
It wasn't that impressive. Anyway, but he was tiny. I couldn't believe how tiny he was. And I'm like, oh, sure, I'll spot for you. Let me take some plates off. But anyway, my curmudgeon story. We had a band at Doc's Comedy Club. I don't know if our house band was called Curmudgeon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Kenny Dennison was the singer. Pat Hibbert played bass, my partner.
Yeah.
And Steve Arndt played guitar. And I thought of that right away when you brought that up. And then, of course, the other thing you were talking about, Fred Klett, one of my favorite comedians of all time.
Yeah.
Cerebral comic, and he was just made you think a little bit.
He was very his comedy was very cerebral, which was strange because Fred was not particularly bright. No, he's a great guy. I've been trying to get him up to this football fundraiser for years.
Expensive?
No, Fred's such a good guy. He said, Pete, I will come up there and do it for free just to hang out like we used to back in the day. Because I haven't seen Fred in probably 20 years. And I said, look, I'm going to pay you, but I'd love to see you. But I haven't heard back from him in a couple of years. So it could be me.
Could be you.
Maybe he thinks I stole his money from the YMCA in Grand Forks. I don't know.
You really got your wallet stolen.
Our wallets stolen.
That sucks so bad.
Sure did.
And talking about wiring money, how did you even know how to do it?
I mean, learned.
You learned.
Because I was desperate. I wouldn't know how to do it now.
Yeah.
Venmo, I guess. Venmo, but yeah, there was nothing like that back then.
Crazy.
It was pretty scary. But Frank Hermes is in the studio, folks, hanging out. He's got a new show opening. He's going to be in Marinette Saturday. And I love when he brings his guitar.
Yeah, I thought I'd do a 70s song because that's what we're doing, the 70s song. And this is one from Elvin Bishop. And it came in my head as I was driving here. See what it sounds like. Haven't played it in a while. I was just practicing it backstage.
All right.
Backstage. Down in Jamaica, they got lots of pretty women. Steal your money, then they take your heart over. Lonesome Sue, she's in love with old Sam. Takes them from the fire to the frying pan. On and on. He just keeps on trying, and he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Remember this one?
I love that song.
Yeah.
What's the name, though?
It's called Stephen Bishop. Poor Jimmy sits alone in moonlight. Saw his woman kiss another man. So he steals a letter, steals the stars from the sky. Puts on Sinatra and starts to cry. On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. Well, the first time is the last time. Make her feel so sad. If you know it, show it. Hold on tight. Don't let her say goodbye. Got the sun on my shoulder, got my toes in the sand. Woman's left me for some other man. But I don't care, I'll stay here and stay down. Throw out my heart and see where it lands. On and on, I'll just keep on trying. And I smile when I feel like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on. On and on, on and on, on and on.
Ooh. Yeah. That is some serious range, brother. Wow.
Oh,
that's so, is that in Anchorman?
No, let me tell you a story about that song. So I performed that song in, I don't even know what show it was. And that was Stephen Bishop's songs were bought by BMG. I did not know this because I pay ASCAP BMI to play songs. Well, BMG is a different company and I didn't have the rights to play that song. So somebody came and saw me sing that song and I had I put it on YouTube. They told me I couldn't perform it. So I thought I'd do it right now. All the
they
time
can't do anything now.
They
it's
can't
done.
Do it now.
I'll tell you my Richard Marx story when we come back. He's like the Stephen Bishop of the 80s or 90s, whatever. Yeah, yeah. All right, Frank Hermes is in the studio. We have him for a few more minutes. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day.
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Honey, you are my shining star. Don't you go away.
I found this the other night. I totally forgotten about this song, and I'm like, that is a gem.
It's one of the best.
So I sent it to the K-Man. He lined it up. Now we have it.
You got to slow dance with your girl with that one.
Yeah. I like that song so much, I would almost slow dance by myself. Like, I wouldn't care about the looks. I would dance like
would
nobody's watching.
Feel? Would you cop a feel yourself?
Of myself? Yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
I would slow dance like no one's watching. Yeah. So it's good to have you here, buddy. You know, I got to tell you, too, when we went to your show, Frank's Christmas, I could swear, because you were just here before that, like a week before, couple weeks before, you brought Harrison, your son, who sang Dear Prudence. It was great. Yeah. He had a there was a guy that looked just like him.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, Harrison. I go, we got to get you back on the show sometime. You know, and this guy looked at me. I go, Harrison? I'm like, and he goes, no. I'm like,
did he say
have
his
a nice
name
night.
Was Jack? Did he say his name was Jack?
No.
Okay.
Do you have another son that looks like
Jack? Well, kind of. I mean, they all look alike. Jack, did he sing before the show opened?
No. Your other son, he was good too.
Okay.
Though,
no, then that wasn't Harrison, it was someone else.
I said enough. That I think he would know. I know you and your son, but it was very.
That's funny.
So 70s music. That's going to be fun. Yeah. You have kids that are very musical, Frank.
Yeah,
I have kids that are interested in the entertainment business. What do you tell yours? Like, how do you tell them to go about it if that's what they want to do?
Well, what I tell them is first get a real degree. Well, you know, and Harrison is going into the ninth grade, and he wants to go to Juilliard. I mean, I said first of all, you got to get 4.0. And he is a exceptional musician. I mean, he's playing at, you know, he could play professionally right now. He could play with me. He can read. He's an amazing drummer. And I said, if you want to go to Juilliard, first of all, you got to be able to read music. You got to be able to go in. They'll give you a tablature and music, and you don't even know the song, but you can play it.
Yeah.
So he's learning that skill right now. And but I said, you know, music is a tough, entertainment is tough. Always have something in the back. I had a marketing degree and a communications degree. And I went into business before I got into theater and stuff. He said, Dad, can I take over the theater? I go, you got to know, it ain't just performing.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of other stuff, marketing and the business end of it. And being able to not spend money, which is hard.
Absolutely.
Which is hard.
That's
really
and spend it when he can.
Yeah, because what you do is so much more about just the entertainment. Yeah. You also told me you built, when you owned Doc's Comedy Club, when I first met you, you built the stage. You built, like, you're a pretty good carpenter, too.
That's
you
my brother.
Build sets.
Oh, that's okay. My brother Mike does that. I have, okay, to build anything you need people.
Yeah.
You know, you can be that one person, but you got to have that carpenter. You got to have that plumber. You got, absolutely. I have all of those guys in my back pocket because of relationships. What's the one thing to being successful? It's relationships and the people you know and the camaraderie that you have. It's not the money.
Right.
It's the people you know that help you.
It's like in any other business. Mm-hmm. And the thing I would tell people, like when you say have a fallback, I say go for what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You will see so many peripheral things open up. I know where I lived, even in L.A., most of the parents at the school, they maybe went out there to be actors. Mm-hmm. Now they're casting directors. They drive trucks on the studio. They're carpenters, electricians. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of stuff. So, and I don't think people realize that.
No, it takes that one chance. A performer of mine, Jack Janowitz, is out in L.A., and he's the Aladdin at Walt Disney. Okay. And he decided, because he's so good, he was so talented, was on American Idol. He was actually on the series. He got cut.
Nice.
But Jack got his degree in, what's it called when you're a court reporter and you type?
Stenographer?
Stenographer.
Yeah.
Guy makes like 180 grand a year out in L.A. doing stenography. And he goes from every, you know, courthouse to courthouse. So he does that on the side. Plus, he can still audition.
Those guys make that much money?
They make huge money. And he's contract labor. It's not like he works for the district attorney. He just goes where people need him. So the big cases. That's why he makes the money. And he just brings his little thing. He can type like 300 words a minute.
And does it have to be like perfect grammar? Or do you just get the gist?
You just get the gist. And he can read it. Then he can, I don't know who looks. Because if you look at a stenographer, it's like 20 buttons. That isn't. It's not like a typewriter.
Oh,
so
really?
You're right. I don't know if you're doing phrases. I don't know how they do it. But apparently he's really good at it.
If more people knew how much those guys made, they'd take typing.
When Austin came to me, Dad, I want to go to Juilliard. I go, great, out-of-state tuition. I go, first of all, we need to get a scholarship if you do that. And one of the ways to do it is auditioning and getting your craft and straight A's. And always have a backup with what you're doing. You can always, and I hate to say this, you can always get a job and do music on the side and make money. You can do that.
And have that outlet.
You can do that.
Sure.
Because you need to, you need to be able to sustain yourself. If you make it right away, great. You got to get that one break.
You do, and you know I met several people.
Yeah,
like myself included in a way. I moved to LA within 3 months. I got booked on a VH1 show with Jim Gaffigan. Yeah. It was the two of us, and I was like, it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
And
then I'm going.
I'm coasting, and then the show doesn't. We shot one episode. It got canceled. I'm like, oh my god! Like it's very scary, but. Yeah. I think that can almost be a drawback. I think people that do well have some grit. You know what I mean? Like, and you develop it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to learn, my God, this is not easy. I got lucky, you know? But
you had filmmaking, you had comedy, you had all these other things that you could do.
Yeah, but I wasn't a master of any of them. You know what I mean? Like, I made my living in stand-up. I learned how to make a movie when I made a movie and just surrounded myself with good people.
Okay.
I fully support, like, what you're telling Harrison, I think, is great. Get as much education as you can whatever it is.
Yeah. And I always tell them, I'm a hack musician, I'm a hack actor, and I'm a hack comedian. I'm not the best. I'm just good at all.
Yeah.
And if you want to be good, you got to be great at that.
But that's cool. That's like a lifetime achievement award. You've done enough stuff that you're good at. It's pretty cool. And Frank, I think you're really cool. Thank you so much, buddy, for coming in.
It's funny you say that. I was just nominated for a lifetime achievement award for the BAMMies, Bay Area Music.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If you need
all
a plug,
that is getting old.
Well, and lasting, surviving.
Yes.
I'll be your plus one.
All right,
no offense, Amy. All right, Frank Hermes, check him out in Marinette Saturday night. Anchorman Hello Green Bay opens
next
February
Thursday.
6th. Mm-hmm. So get your tickets. An institution here, buddy. Thank you so much.
I'm going to go to rehearsal.
Frank Hermes, he's going to go sing like the wind.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The John and Gordy Show.
We still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about? You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. Looks very much like a cleaning guy.
That is our cleaning guy.
Oh, that's our cleaning guy. He feels his responsibility to clean this office, even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump and Elon Musk's buyout offer to about 2 million federal workers now on hold after a federal judge stepped in.
The judge set a hearing for Monday to consider blocking the buyout offer. 10 days ago, more than 2 million federal employees received an email with a choice: resign now and be paid through September, or run the risk of being laid off. More than 60,000 federal workers have taken the offer, which is now on pause.
That's ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. The USAID workforce will soon be reduced from roughly 14,000 people to fewer than 300 employees, according to sources. An internal email shared with ABC News shows just 12 employees to be signed to the entire continent of Africa, 21 employees for all of the Middle East. Power out and schools closed in parts of eastern Tennessee after severe weather swept through overnight. A Philadelphia commuter train carrying 350 people burst into flames last night. Everyone got out safely. This is ABC News.
Patient.